Hello and welcome back to IT Camps. In this section, we're going to take a look at a demo of how to install Direct Access on Windows Server 2012. So let me switch over to my demo server. So now I'm on a Windows Server 2012 install, and I always like it to come up with Server Manager. So here is Server Manager in my default dashboard. Direct Access, or Remote Access as it's sometimes referred to, is a role within Windows Server 2012. And I like the easiest way to install a new role is to go up here into the upper right-hand corner of Server Manager and see the Manage button right between the information tag and the tools. So if I click on Manage, the first option that I've got here is Add Roles and Features. So I'm going to click on that, and it's going to walk me through the wizard of adding roles and adding features to my Windows Server 2012. It's very similar to what we've done in the past. So I'm going to go ahead and click on Next. I'm going to do whether or not I'm doing a role-based feature or a remote desktop installation. I'm going to click on the default there, Next. Now this is a really interesting feature that most people just click on Next and go right to, because the default setting on this screen is select a server from a pool, and by default there's highlighted the server that I'm working on right here. Okay, so I'm going to modify the default. But I always like to make the point here. Notice in Server Manager and Add Roles and Features, I could actually point this utility at a VHD file. Now we've been talking all day about Hyper-V and virtualization. So if I have a VHD or VHDX file out there that is a stored, not running virtual machine, I could actually modify the way that the server behaves with this tool. Very powerful capabilities if you really think about it. But for our demo purposes here, I'm going to actually install this to the production server, our demonstration environment that I'm using here. So I'm going to go back to the default settings here and the server selection and pick the server that I'm running on. So the role that we want to install is Direct Access or Remote Access. So it's actually labeled Remote Access in the installation process. So I'm going to click on the checkbox here. And notice what immediately pops up. It says this feature requires other features to be installed. So let's take a look at it. Group Policy Management, Remote Access Connection Manager Administration Kit, Remote Server Administration Tools, IIS. Okay, as you can see, all the different pieces as well as the Windows internal database. Now those features may already be installed on your machine. It just depends upon what else you've put on it. I haven't done much yet with this server, so I'm going to say yes, go ahead and add these features. So notice it's now come out here and put the checkboxes by the additional features that are necessary as part of the installation. So as Remote Access or Direct Access depends upon IIS, it installs that, it'll install that as part of our process. So now I can continue on with the wizard. It's going to then ask me about features. So notice here's Group Policy Management got checked by default, RAS Connection Management Administration Tools, as well as the internal database, are features that are going to get installed for us because it detected. It didn't make us go back and install those first and then start the install routine. It's going to install both the roles and the features at the same time as while we're installing Direct Access. So next, I want to click on Next that I've got the roles and features identified that I want to install as part of this process. So next, it's going to walk me through some of the specific features of Direct Access that we want to do it. So Remote Access combines Direct Access as well as RRAS, VPN into a single management console. It describes me through that. And now we're going to do some configuration as part of the installation process. So it says, what features do you want to install? By default, as you can see here, we get Direct Access and VPN or RASing capabilities. If I wanted to also do routing, I would check this second box right here as part of the installation process. We then get some standard web server roles for IIS, default installation questions, and here's the default components. Notice what's already checked for us is what are the minimum requirements to make Remote Access or Direct Access work. I click on Next and we're ready to go. So it looks like we've got a confirmation of everything that's going to be installed as part of the process. So I click on the Install button and off it goes. Now this is obviously going to take a few minutes and you can actually close this wizard. You don't have to sit here and babysit this process. So it's going to go through and do all the things that I need as part of this installation process. So let me go ahead and switch back over to our slides. That was a great demonstration of how to install Direct Access on Windows Server 2012. Don't forget, you can go download Windows Server 2012 today by going to aka.ms/hwws2012, which will allow you to get a 180-day evaluation of Windows Server 2012 so you can go out and try this on your own. If you haven't checked out any of the other modules yet on Hyper-V or Windows Server 2012, take a look at some of the other modules inside this IT camp. Thanks.